Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. My name is Father Scott Steinkirchner, and I am your general editor and your preacher on this Tuesday of the 14th week of Ordinary Time, coming to you from Chicago in the United States of America with a preaching I'm calling Sowing the Wind and Reaping the Whirlwind. The reading is from the prophet Hosea. Thus says the Lord, they made kings in Israel, but not by my authority. They established princes, but without me approval. With their silver and gold, they made idols for themselves to their own destruction. Cast away your calf, O Samaria. My wrath is kindled against them. How long will they be unable to attain innocence in Israel? The work of an artisan, no god at all, destined for the flames, such is the calf of Samaria. When they sow the wind, they shall reap the whirlwind. The stalk of grain that forms no ear can yield no flour. Even if it could, strangers would swallow it. When Ephraim made many altars to expiate sin, his altars became occasions of sin. Though I write for him many ordinances, they are considered as a stranger's. Though they offer sacrifice, immolate flesh, and eat it, the Lord is not pleased with them. He shall still remember their guilt and punish their sins. They shall return to Egypt. And thus ends the reading. Quite the reading, wouldn't you say? Sow in the wind and reap in the whirlwind. God's anger. But what is God so angry at? They're making altars and offering sacrifices. All right. But that's all they're doing. They're not following God's commands. So the analogy is all of their praying, all of their actions are like a lot of hot air. And if all you got is a lot of hot air, what you get is a whirlwind of destruction from God. God doesn't need the empty show of ritual from us. God doesn't even need ritual at all from us. What God needs, what God wants, is for people to listen to God's word and do it. Bring justice into the world. Treat others with loving kindness. Love everyone and God first. These are the things we need to do, not the empty show of ritual. So let us each ask ourselves honestly today, is my heart really with God, or am I merely trying to placate God? Because God doesn't like being placated.